because they were actual worshipers. They weren't just players. They meaning, if they're sitting there worshiping, meaning that they're creating a sound and an environment that carries the weightiness of God's presence, and out of that they demonstrate their brokenness before this awesome God. So number one, real attitude of expressed worship is brokenness. And you see that many times in Scripture. And the number two attitude of worship is expressed, honest humility. You can see that in, let me, there where you wrote down brokenness. And listen, guys, you've got to teach this. So get your notes good. Don't be afraid to ask a question if I'm talking too fast and miss something. Yeah. Humility. So number one is brokenness. Psalm 5:17 is one place. But then from there, go ahead and dive on in and find your own revelation in regards to brokenness. It's all throughout Scripture. So many times you see that God honors honest brokenness, authentic brokenness, and humility. Not false humility with some religious rhetoric wrapped around it, but humility is Isaiah 57:15, James 4:6, and so on. Yeah.
Before when you were talking about the man who heard, when John heard the voice and turned around, what was the scripture for that?
Revelation 1. And when he heard the voice and turned around, he said, I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, is 1:10. And then in verse 12 is where he says, then I turned to see the voice. He heard the voice here. Then he sees the voice, eyes. Eye gate, ear gate. And that's the reason eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither entered into our brains. We can't even fathom the things God has for us. And it's not when we get by some gate someday in some cloud and shake mama's hand in glory land. It's actually an invasion of those realities into our now. I was on the Isle of Patmos. I was in the spirit. On the Lord's day, I was here, and I had this encounter, is what he's saying. So that means it's available and accessible to us today. And it tells us what we value, we can access. If you value God's glory, if you value the anointing, you can access the anointing. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, so then you see attitude expressed is humility. Real humility. Real brokenness. Not some beaten up, broken down, worn out brokenness. Violated, injured brokenness. Out of those brokennesses there, yes, God can redeem a lot of amazing stuff, you know, in our lives. But real humility and real...